Welcome to On This Day with Trey, your daily history podcast of pretty cool stuff that happened this day in history. I'm your host, Trey Dorn, and let's talk about what happened on June 8th. Well, on this day in 1978, a jury in Clark County, Nevada, ruled that the quote-unquote Mormon will was a forgery. The Mormon will was a supposed will for the late Howard Hughes, the famed aviator and notorious recluse. After Hughes' death in 1976, the handwritten will was discovered in Salt Lake City, Utah, where they make Mormons. The reportedly written by Hughes in 68, the will had a lot of discrepancies, and named Noah Dietrich as executor, even though Dietrich hadn't been working for Hughes since the 1950s. So, yeah, with the discrepancies and lots of other stuff, they were pretty sure that Hughes didn't write it. Made up. Bogus. You know, a few investigations have gone by which corroborated some of the story of Melvin DeMar, the guy who actually presented the Mormon will as real. But, yeah, so far judges have still ruled it bunk.